Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, I'm holding a book in my hand that I'm really excited that I got, that I have. And it's just a fascinating book on the history of electricity. Think about that. Where would we be without electricity? The book is called Simply Electrifying, the Technology that Transformed the World, from Benjamin Franklin to Elon Musk. Craig R. Roach is the author. I met Craig almost a year ago, when he and I both received the Axiom Gold Medal for our books in different categories. This was his book, Simply Electrifying. And when I met Craig, I said, I need to have you on the show to talk about what you do, and which he's a senior energy advisor at Bates White Economic Consulting in the D.C. area, and the founder and president of Boston Public Company, Inc., and he is our friend from the last year or so. Craig, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations again on the book, folks. I really encourage you to find this book. This is a book you're gonna. I mean, it's a dense book. It's like my last one. It's kind of dense. You won't want to read it all at once. But the way you could mark this and break this thing down, and go through the history, Craig. I don't see why anyone who consumes electricity. I mean, you know, the debate that's going on right now. We're going to have cars in the future. We're going to have, you know, will the internet be all Wi-Fi in the future? You know, what will jobs be? I haven't heard anybody say what will electricity look like. Have you? Nobody's debating that anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on in electricity. There's a lot of people talking about getting electricity to renewable electricity. You know, solar,
but it's still electricity, Craig.
Yeah,
it's the same product. It hasn't changed.
You're right. I don't see anything but growth for electricity. And you mentioned electric vehicles. That would be a new area for a market. So I think that we're going to use electricity. It's a matter of figuring out exactly how we're going to produce and deliver that electricity.
It's funny and ironic and paradoxical at the same time that the people who hate energy power plants because of their carbon footprint. One of their alternatives is electric vehicles, which require electricity produced by those same power plants. So it's kind of funny how they. But is there anything going on? We're going to talk about the economy as we go continue in our visit. But I thought I'd give you an opportunity to talk about anything that you're seeing now a year later with your book. What are people talking about? What are they saying about electricity other than what we've already talked about?
Well, again, I think electric vehicles are the big. It's getting a lot of topic. I know we're working on an article talking about how we go about deciding where to go with autonomous vehicles, which I think, you know, driverless vehicles. That's really going to drive the demand for electric vehicles. But other than that, there's still the debate on whether we should keep with the grid. You know, this long distance transmission of electricity, or whether we should go with decentralized electric generation, you know, for a home, for a factory, for a commercial building. We're still trying to work that through too.
That is one of the future. One of the things in the future, I think that I've been tracking a little bit with our futurist Joel Barker. Some of the reports that he's been giving us, Craig, and that is that you know, right now America is extremely vulnerable. Our grid. Our electric grid is very tenuous and fragile and old and creaky and vulnerable to a lot of different things. But there's technology out there. There are innovations coming at us in the future that's going to decentralize that. Is it almost potentially, not maybe not in my lifetime, Doug, I mean, Craig, but in my grandchildren's lifetime, where every little community, if not every little subdivision, if not every little family, has their own power generating operation. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right in terms of the motive. There's a real concern with cyber attacks on the grid. There's a real concern with insufficient transmission capability. And so people are giving a serious look to decentralized electric generation. And you're right again. It's at the local level. Some good examples at some universities. Princeton has a microgrid where they were able to sustain electric generation despite some major storms like Superstorm Sandy.
Craig, hold on to that thought. I have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Craig Roach. Ladies and gentlemen, 10, no 20 tails.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.